now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you, as I do every Saturday morning. Next week, of course, we're going to have a little change. It's going to be 1 o'clock for Lifestyle. And check the CFAX website, and you can see all the changes coming up. But I will be here with you. On the show today, it's going to be a fantastic show. I always love all the guests I get to bring to you every week. Patty Stanger, the millionaire matchmaker, is going to be on. And she's going to answer all your questions, how to find that perfect mate. Damon Bennett, the good-looking guy on Homes on Homes, he's here at the Home Show this weekend. He's going to talk about earthquakes, and especially in Victoria, it's a great thing to know how to build a home properly. Here at CFAX, we have a wonderful building. We're safe. Of course, our favorite fashionista, lifestyle expert, Tracy Drake, is on the phone with me. She's from Niche Magazine. How are you, Tracy? Hey, Tracy.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I am great, thank you.
Awesome. Now, you're at the Ageless Living Show today. What's going on there?
Yeah, we're at the Ageless Living Show. It's the first year. We're down at Crystal Garden, and it's essentially it's a consumer expo that focuses on health, wellness, spa, beauty, and it's all naturally focused, so it doesn't really focus so much on, for instance, plastic surgery, but more on preventative measures that you can do along the way.
And we're going to talk about that today, but of course, Niche Magazine, I got to tell you, I was looking at your latest issue. It's a piece of art.
Oh, thank you.
It really is.
We have so much fun with this current issue.
Yeah, there's so much information. You got a lot of great experts, new experts too.
We do, actually. We have a couple of new experts this year joining us from HGTV, Glenn Pelosa and Erica Gelman, both interior design and lifestyle experts, so that's really great. We, of course, have Jane Carstens, which is she's matchmaker for hire. She was on the she's responsible for finding The Bachelor for this season of Bachelor Canada. So
nice.
She's joining us with a Dear Jane column. And then, of course, all of our regular fashion and beauty stuff that we just love to bring to the readers.
And today we're going to talk about Fashion Week because you're big into that with Niche, but off the top we're going to talk about anti-aging. And the last time you were in, you'd had a facial done and your skin was amazing. And I kept asking, what was it again? Tell us about some of these sort of lower cost things that don't involve surgery that can make you look that great.
Well, you know, if I just talk about, you know, what I do and how it works for me, I mean, I am a grandmother, so I'm, you know, in that, I'm in that 50-ish, you know, up there range, and I want to look great. I don't want, definitely don't want to look 25, and I don't want to have plastic surgery, but I want to look my best. So the one I was telling you about is a hydrafacial, and it's absolutely amazing. It's like a new version of Microderm, but it's so relaxing, and they use this special machine that actually infuses collagen and moisture into your skin as it removes the impurities.
Can I get it for my whole body?
Well, that one you can't. It's mostly just
be expensive.
But it's fabulous. Wow. Really fabulous.
Yeah, your skin looked really glowing, and it was amazing.
Yes, and I, you know, just after that, I've recently had laser photo rejuvenation done just before Christmas, and that was, it's a little more expensive, but the results were absolutely amazing, like really amazing.
Whoa.
My daughter came home from Toronto for Christmas and hadn't seen me in many months. She thought I'd had a facelift. I kid you not.
Wow. So, you're a good person to hang out with. You got all the tips.
Yeah, well, you know, it comes with the territory, I think. So,
I'm going to Mexico tomorrow, though, so, you know, that's kind of gives you skin damage, so I guess I better wait till next year to do that treatment, because I know some of the lasers, you have to be a little bit careful when you have sun.
You absolutely. You want to make sure you're not in the sun prior, because the one thing with lasers is they're looking for dark spots. That's what they, it's like a heat-seeking missile, honestly. Mm-hmm. And it goes after the dark spots. So, you know, if you have a lot of sun damage, it can be a little more uncomfortable. But I didn't find it unbearable that I wouldn't go back and do it again. It was quite good. But, yeah, I mean, with the sun, I'm like you. I grew up being a sun worshiper. So you definitely pay for it later on in life.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we grew up that, you know, when you had a good burn, that meant you had a good tan in a few days.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's kind of how it worked, right? It was.
Absolutely. My best friend in the summer was a bottle of Johnson's baby oil.
I know. And you had the little silver thing against your face. You'd see people on the beach with that to try and get more sun.
Yeah.
Oh, my
crazy
gosh.
Looking back at it.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And what else do you have for us for anti-aging?
So another great product that's just come to Victoria that I think is really worth talking about, it's called the Venus Swan, and it is the most exceptional technology I've ever seen. And I've been doing this a long time, and it uses radio frequency. It absolutely feels like you're having a hot stone massage for your face. I kid you not. It is so lovely, and it tightens and brightens the skin, and they say that within 4 or 5 treatments, you can take 5 to 10 years off your face.
Wow.
And it's absolutely exceptional. So I've had it twice, and I absolutely loved it.
And is that really expensive, though, if you got 4 or 5 treatments?
No, well, for instance, where I have mine done at Heaven Spa, but there they charge, I think, around $1,300 for 6 treatments, and you pay for it over a period of time as you go. So it's not cheap,
it's doable.
But it's not unattainable, right.
And how long does that last then, Tracy? Is it something that you have it done once and then it starts to slip away, or does it keep getting better?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about the Venus Swan is actually what it does is it contracts the collagen and it tightens the skin. So what it actually is doing is rejuvenating the collagen below the surface of your skin, and it helps with fine lines. So it has a long-lasting effect. The results are quite dramatic. The interesting thing about it is that you don't see it right away, and then a week later you look in the mirror and go, oh, that line's gone. And 2 weeks later, so it actually gets better with age over about a 60-day period. And then if you have a treatment of 4 to 6, they say that the effects can be quite long-lasting.
Wow. And, you know, for tightening, too, because the old goat's neck, right? I mean, there's only so many scars you'd have, and that's the biggest giveaway, right, the neck.
It totally is that crepiness that comes about in the neck and the upper chest area. Mm-hmm. And again, it partly caused by sun, but partly just caused by gravity and just aging. And, you know, I'm one of those people that says, you know, I've earned everything that I have, every bump, every bulge. I mean, you know, 4 kids, I've got a grandkid, I'm a busy lady. I'm comfortable in my body. So, you know, you want it, but you definitely want to take advantage of anything that you can to sort of help that along a little bit. And I think technology is definitely our friend these days.
I think we live in a great time for this, because before there was nothing you could do. And I think you're right. It's not like you're going to look 20 again, but you feel refreshed. And when people are always saying you look tired or you just don't feel great, you perform better in life if you look better.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things you find is that you don't notice yourself because you look in the mirror day after day multiple times. And I found that after I'd had the hydrofacial the first time, and I went into work, and a couple of the younger girls in the office said to me, oh, you look great. Like, did you have a relaxing weekend? And I thought, oh, my gosh, did I look that bad before? So, you know, you do notice it. And it gives you that life, that lift, and you just feel a little better. And then you're more confident, I think.
And you do work in that environment in fashion where there's a lot of young people.
Everybody's younger than me. That's just the fact that they're all younger than me.
But they're not wiser.
They're definitely not wiser. And they, you know, they don't have that life experience that comes, you know, with being in the industry so long. So it's really fun to be around them because I love the youthfulness and I love what they bring to the business and to the table. But yeah, I'm quite comfortable being around them. As I said, I've earned every line that I have, and I'm welcome. You know, I'm always open to share where those lines came from and the life experiences that I've had that have put them there. So
absolutely. And what about any creams or anything like that? I know they can't do as much, but any products you like out there right now?
Well, there's a couple of really great beauty lines that I think are emerging, specifically in the Victoria area. And one of the exhibitors here today at the Ageless Living, she's got it. It's called Cellozome, and it's a natural-based product, and it is a Canadian company, and it's amazing, and it's affordable. So I think that, you know, there are a lot of things out there that are really great for your skin. And also, isn't it cool the way so many products are now incorporating SPF, so we sort of get the benefits of everything?
Yeah,
you know, we have the SPF, and we get to do all of the other things in between.
Yeah, for sure. Now, tell us where you are at the Ageless Living Show. Where's your booth, and whereabouts is this taking place today?
So Niche Magazine doesn't have a booth here. We're one of the sponsors, but I encourage everyone to come down and check it out. There are so many great booths, and it's on until 4 o'clock, and it's a lot of fun. There's all kinds of things going on, and you get to try stuff. I know that I saw one of the salons, they're doing eyebrow threading, and they're doing haircuts, And one of the spa booths is actually demoing the Venus Swan treatment. So you can down and try it.
Wow.
And yeah, so I mean, it's definitely worth the price of admission. And
where's it at, Tracy?
It's at Crystal Gardens.
Crystal Gardens. Excellent. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about Vancouver Fashion Week. Back in a moment.
When it rains, it pours. Or will it? We get it right with an accurate, up-to-the-minute forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Mammograms save lives, and I should know because one helped save mine. My name is Lenora, and a mammogram helped find my breast cancer early, giving me more treatment options and a better chance of recovery, and it could do the same for you. So if you're a woman 50 or over, have a mammogram every 2 years. Book yours today, and if you have one before March 31st, you can enter for a chance to win great prizes, including iPad Airs. Take care of the girls. Learn more at screeningbc.ca.
The idea was modest enough. A local bakery serving the people of Vancouver Island. Simple, right? Island Bakery has employed a local approach for over 30 years. They've been locally owned and operated since 1982, providing local jobs, cheering on local sports teams, supporting local charities, and baking fresh bread locally, made with certified organic grains. After all, this is your island, and it's your choice to choose local. Island Bakery, the local choice.
I'm a roofer.
I'm a preschooler.
I wear work boots.
I brew cross traders.
I have a mustache.
I have a milk mustache.
There are always two sides to the same coin. Like Parker Johnston, being a heavyweight company means lightweight pricing. Vancouver Island's largest roofing contractor has received discounted pricing from its suppliers for a short time. That means better prices. Book a free estimate and start saving on coin today.
Parker Johnston.
Online at ParkerJohnston.com.
At Barclays Fine Custom Jewelers, we know it's not just jewellery. Hi, this is Jeffrey. As the owner of Barclays Fine Custom Jewelers, I know that every piece of jewellery you purchase has a story to tell. That's why we only select jewellery collections that offer you the highest quality and craftsmanship, exclusive only to us in Victoria.
Whether you want to repair, restore, create, or purchase an entirely new piece of jewellery, trust Barclays Fine Custom Jewelers in Oak Bay Village or BarclaysJewelers.com.
And the Oscar goes to...
We know you love the Oscars.
Oh, my God.
Now with CTV, the CTV Go app, and CTV.ca, you won't miss a minute.
There is a traffic jam of celebrities.
See all the glamour, all the excitement of Hollywood's biggest night live.
This is nuts.
On your phone, tablet, and computer.
Thank you so much, guys.
The Oscars, hosted by Ellen DeGeneres.
Hey, Canada.
CTV live coverage starts tomorrow at 4. Live stream starts at 5:30.
We are back with Tracy Drake from Niche Magazine, and she's at the Ages Living Show today at the Crystal Gardens. Go down and see her for sure and pick up her fabulous magazine. We're talking about anti-aging things, and now we're going to talk about fashion because Niche Magazine, of course, is going to be big again at the Vancouver Fashion Week. And tell us all about that, Tracy, because maybe some people don't know about how big Vancouver Fashion Week is now. We see all these shows about Paris and New York, but tell us about what's happening over across the water.
Yeah, so this is actually the 22nd season of Vancouver Fashion Week, and it's running March 18th to 24th. It's at the Chinese Cultural Center in Vancouver. And one of the great things about this particular Fashion Week is that it really celebrates emerging and local designers. So there's quite a few Canadian designers. There's a few British Columbian designers. And then there's designers from all over the world that are emerging, that are showing that, you know, they have what it takes to show and also to exist. I mean, it's a tough business to get into. It's in a really exciting week, and we're really happy to be a title sponsor again for this season.
And I know your husband, Steve, who you work with, says you were a huge star. Everybody wanted to be around you. I mean, you just have that personality. So he's your biggest fan, too, which is lovely.
He is.
Tell us about, if people want to go over there, I know we're going to have a little giveaway in a while, so stay tuned, but if people want to go over, where does it take place and kind of how is it laid out for people?
You know, one of the interesting things with this particular, with Vancouver Fashion Week, is that the shows don't start until 5 o'clock. So people can go to their day jobs and still participate or still come over. And because it starts on a Tuesday and runs through to a Monday, there's actually a weekend in there where people from the island could come over and, you know, spend some time and learn about local fashion, and we're there. So there's just a lot going on. There's exhibitors, there's obviously the shows that happen each night, and each night has a different theme. So for instance, on the 20th, which is I think the Thursday, Nisha's actually sponsored an emerging Canadian designer, and her name is Connolly McDougall. She's from here in Victoria. And so we're sponsoring her to go over and show on Emerging Designers Night. And that's our way of taking local fashion talent and putting them into the spotlight.
Wow, that's fabulous. And Tracy's been kind enough to give us two tickets. A pair of tickets to Fashion Week in Vancouver. We'll take the third caller at 250-386-1161 or on your cell, star 1070. So for the third caller, and we'll set you up with Tracy to get those tickets for Vancouver Fashion Week, which is coming up next month. Speaking of fashion, Tracy, what kind of trends are you seeing? I know I see Rachel, my daughter, who you know well. Crop tops are coming back, sort of the higher-waisted pants and skirts, but with that little bit of midriff showing.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's going to be an interesting summer season for fashion. There's some retro trends that are going to make their way back into mainstream retailing. A couple of them, as you mentioned, the high-waisted jeans, which actually never really went out of style. I mean, there's certain women that love to wear them, but they're coming back in a big way. The shorter tops for summer are definitely going to coming back in, as well as the high wedges are going to stay in style as well. They've you know, been a strong trend for the last few years. But one of the biggest trends coming, and we're starting to see it now for fall and winter, is the mix and match of patterns and fabrics. And I'm really excited about that because it allows people to be themselves and show their true individual style.
How do you find that individual style? Say you know some people wearing the crop top. At a certain age, you can't wear certain things. How do you incorporate some of these trends as you get older?
I think part of it is just being realistic. I tell older ladies my age that all the time. Just be realistic and be true to yourself. So if the shorter skirt is something that you want to wear, then rock it. And just make sure that you do so in an age-appropriate fashion. I mean, it is difficult. We're not 20, and we don't have the gams of a 20-year-old girl, so we have to be careful.
I have the gams of a 20-year-old tree.
I know that's not true. So, you know, just to be age-appropriate and be true to yourself. I often tell people that, you know, the world has been trying to define what fashion is for, you know, generations, and nobody's ever been successful in doing so, and that's because it's this living, breathing thing that always evolves, and it should be a true representation of who you are. And, you know, I know I've said this on your show before, but, you know, Harry Winston said it best. He said, people are going to stare, make it worth their while. Be yourself and be true to yourself. I think that's the best advice that you can give anyone.
That's great advice. And Sasha, congratulations. You're the winner for Vancouver Fashion Week. Thank you so much for those tickets, Tracy. It sounds like it's going to be fabulous. I hope people take advantage of going over there. Now, body types. You know, sometimes we have maybe a little tummy or big tummy, thighs. There are ways to drape clothes to find ways to make that look better, right? We may be in a rut where we wear a too tight a top or too low a pant that shows the muffin top. There are ways we can make our style better.
There absolutely are, and there's a few good ones to remember, and that is, I mean, for anybody that knows me, they know that I'm not a petite woman, but one of the things I don't do is I don't overdress. In other words, I don't wear too many layers, and I don't make them too unstructured, because actually structure is a better way to define your curves. Bigger shirts will actually just make you look bigger. So, you know, that's one of the things that I do, and of course, understanding your hem length is always very important to your body type, because you want to make sure you want your legs to be long and lean and not look like they're cut off. So I think that's, if you stay just at or above the knee, that's generally good for most body types.
Excellent. Well, Tracy, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
So Niche Magazine, of course, we're all over the internet, nichemagazine.ca, and please come and visit us on Facebook. We have one of the most active social media networks probably in the city, and there's always great inspiration for fashion and beauty and lifestyle, home, and food as well. We do a great food column, so we encourage people to check us out. And follow me on Twitter, because I'm very active on Twitter, and I love to talk with people. So, and my Twitter handle is just Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y underscore niche, or you can just find it on the nichemagazine.ca website, but I'd love to hear from them.
Fantastic, and we will talk again next month. Maybe we can do some food or get one of your new designers on, or just, I love having you on, because you're a wealth of information.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
You betcha, Tracy. Take care and have a good time at the Ageless Show today.
Thanks, Patty.
You betcha. Now we're going to switch gears here. We're going to talk to Damon Bennett. Of course, you know him from Homes on Homes, and he's going to get his own show this fall, and he's also here at Victoria Home Show. How are you, Damon?
I'm really good. How about yourself?
Excellent. Well, everybody knows you because I think you were a breath of fresh air on the Homes on Homes show, and now I hear you're getting your own show.
Well, yes, we're actually talking about it right now. I've signed with a new production company, and yeah, we're looking forward to actually getting creative. So it's only been a couple of months, and we're right on the cusp of actually writing some stuff down and getting it to the network. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what we can come up with.
I bet. Well, you can really carry it, Damon. You're going to do great with your own show.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're here this weekend at the Victoria Home Show, and yeah. You're speaking at 1 o'clock today.
Absolutely. Actually, it's funny because I spent about 2 years here on the island.
Did you?
Younger, yeah, but 3 years in the interior, 2 years on the island here. So it's, I lived in Nanaimo for a couple of years. So it's I spent a lot of time in Victoria. So it's really coming back 20 years later.
Wow, no kidding. And I had Kate Campbell on a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she was awesome as well. And it sounds like, you know, it's so wonderful to get such a spotlight on what you do because it's such a great industry to be in.
Well, it's easy to get up in the morning when you're helping people on a daily basis. The unfortunate part is we see a lot of what people, do to other people in a bad way by stealing from them and, you know, ripping them off in construction industry and on renovations and all kinds of things. So that's the negative part of it. But the positive part is that, you know, Mike was able to do a show that we were able to, you know, help people on a daily basis. And we really did. We were changing lives. We were helping marriages. I mean, the worst part about a bad renovation is losing all the money. And it usually, as Mike calls it, it's divorce dust. Mm. So, you know, being able to help people is the biggest reason. It's like a charity every day that you get paid for. So it's very nice.
Yeah, well, that's, in the end of the day, that's the best part of life, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's what I'm about. I have many charities that I support. So, you know, as I said, it's easy getting up in the morning when you're out helping people on a daily basis and doing what you love at the same time.
Absolutely. And you started really young. You were a bricklayer, a roofer. You sort of started at the grassroots. So
absolutely.
How did you did you go to school or just learn from the best as you went along?
Well, it's funny because all my family's in the trades. So I grew up, it came by me naturally. I grew up around it. There was always tools around me. There was always, like, my grandfather worked on his house for 30 years. I think it's still under renovation. So, I mean, when you grow up in that atmosphere, you grow a real love for it because you see the passion in what your family's doing. You know, the people you look up to are really passionate about it. And it really, you know, it drives it home. So even as you grow up, you want to do different things in your life, different career paths. You're not sure what you want to do. But I always came back to construction because it's what I really love. So when I got older, I realized I don't need to float around anymore. This is what I want to do, and I just focus really hard on it. So that I did learn from the School of Hard Knocks. I did not go to school for this.
Yeah.
A lot of people ask me that. But, you know, there's a lot of great trade schools out there right now, and I encourage actually our youth to get out there and get into them because we just do not have enough people in this industry anymore.
Absolutely, and you're a great chick magnet. You know, who doesn't like a guy who can sling a hammer, right?
Yeah, well, I can definitely sling a hammer. I don't know about the chick magnet.
And have a small dog. No, I'm kidding. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk after the news. Damon, stay with us. We're going to talk about what you're talking about at the home show. Back in a couple of minutes.
Perfect.
Hi, I'm Jay Tucson, CEO of Meigs & Fitzpatrick Insurance Services. We love what we do, but we're even more passionate about why we do it. At Meigs & Fitzpatrick, we exist to improve the lives of our clients, team, and community. Whether it's how we manage the risk to clients' businesses and homes, enhance the lives of our team members and their families, or touch so many people in our community, thanks to you, we can make a difference. If you share our passion to improve lives and want to learn more, visit MakesandFitzpatrick.com/about-us.
There's a new boss in town.
That is the new team leader.
Delicious.
On a bold new season of Motive.
Why are you in homicide?
Money, power, greed, lust, revenge. There's always a motive.
Don't try and rationalize this.
Will this be the season?
Well, why are you so mad about it?
Someone's got to be mad.
Where Angie's mistakes from the past catch up.
There's got to be some way we can make this work.
There is. You can transfer out.
A new season of Motive returns Thursday at 10 on CTV.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Jillian Vandergeest with CFAX 1070 News.
Fraser Valley Mounties say a 32-year-old man has been charged with several property and identity theft offenses. Police say Jeffrey Michael Kisman came to their attention as a result of a January 25th traffic stop by the Chilliwack RCMP. They say the alleged victims are from Chilliwack, surrounding municipalities, and even as far away as Alberta, and Kisman was charged following an extensive investigation. Kisman is scheduled to make his next court appearance on Monday. The Department of Foreign Affairs is telling Canadians not to travel to Ukraine's Crimea region, and it's urging those already there to consider leaving while it is safe to do so. Foreign Affairs says its advisory is due to political uncertainty and says those who can't leave Crimea, where the airports aren't operating, should stay indoors and avoid large crowds and demonstrations. Edmonton police say charges will be laid later today against a suspect in a stabbing rampage at a grocery warehouse. Police say 29-year-old Jamie Pasica will be charged with two counts of first-degree murder and one count of attempted murder. He will also be charged with two counts of possessing an offensive weapon. Two people were killed in the attack and four others were hurt, two seriously. Forecasters expect the huge Pacific storm that's lashing California to bring rain throughout the day. The storm's first waves are drenching the foothill communities east of Los Angeles that just weeks ago were menaced by wildfire. The storm has so far dumped 200 millimeters of rain. The Iditarod Trail sled dog race across Alaska kicks off this weekend. Warm winter weather nearly prompted officials to move the start hundreds of meters north to Fairbanks for the first time in a decade. But temperatures have dropped, improving trail conditions and allowing the 42nd running of the world's most famous dog sled race to start tomorrow as usual. The ceremonial start is today in downtown Anchorage. There were some very emotional reunions this past week in North Korea as loved ones from South Korea were allowed to see relatives in a rare visit.
South Korea proposed to North Korea that the reunions of families divided by the Korean War be held on a regular basis. President Park Geun-hye stressed that time was running out for the elders who were separated 60 years ago. Hundreds of Koreans randomly selected were allowed to meet in North Korea this week. They are mostly in their 80s and 90s who had lost contacts with their loved ones. Joo Hee Cho, ABC News, Seoul, South Korea.
That's CFAX 1070 News to 11:33. Taking a look at weather now, cloudy today with a 40% chance of rain and possible flurries. Winds to 30 kilometers, but 60 kilometers an hour near the water this morning. Winds are expected to die down for the afternoon and highs to plus 4. Tonight, cloudy with wet flurries or rain beginning this evening. Temperatures steady near plus 1. And for your Sunday, periods of wet snow mix in with rain and changing just to rain in the morning. Highs to plus 5. Right now outside CFAX Studios downtown, we're sitting at 4 degrees. I'm Jillian Vandergeest. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Damon Bennett. He's on Homes Makes It Right and Homes on Homes. He's here this weekend. He's talking at 1 o'clock at the Victoria Home Builders Home Show. And what are you going to be talking about today? I think it's something to do with earthquakes, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Earthquake proof?
Yeah. Well, yeah, me and Mike did a show with Ellen about 7 years ago now, and we went down to L.A., and we actually did a seismic house because everyone there is building seismic because they're all building on hills. Mm-hmm. So talking about Vancouver, it's been so long since our last big earthquake. I think it's time to start really, bringing it into the spotlight and talking about how we're going to start building that way, because it's not a matter of if it's going to happen, it's a matter of when. So it's precautionary. It's starting now and starting to build properly, retrofitting our older homes, building new homes, and actually talking to the building industry and see if they can actually start regulating it into the building code. It's starting to build with seismic materials.
Yeah, we're lucky here in Victoria because a lot of our schools, if they haven't been done, are on their way to being retrofitted. The building we're in right now is a really old building. It's been done. So a lot of people are putting the money out to do it because it may cost a lot now, but when you consider the lives at risk, it really is important if you're building new to think of that, especially where we live.
Well, absolutely. And remember, people, they don't perish in the streets. They perish in their homes. And that's what we're trying to teach is, you're never going to save your home in a really massive earthquake, but what it's going to do is give you time to get out. So it's all in our building practices. It's you know, bringing down the costs, bringing it more into light, educating people more on why they should be doing it, retrofitting their homes, because I mean, without even earthquake insurance here, once your house is destroyed, it's over. They're at a total loss.
And Damon, though, some of these places like they build in LA, you know, really they shouldn't even be built there, right, on hillsides
It's a much different build. There they have what's called, it's almost crushed granite, and when the soil starts moving, it turns into basically water, and that's why they have mudslides. They don't have a lot of foliage there, so it's a different build there. We have, you know, we have the Canadian Shield we build on here. They don't have anything like that. So what they do is they drive piles sometimes hundreds of feet down mm-hmm. till they hit solid earth and support their houses on that. So again, when the earthquake happens, their houses aren't sliding down the hill. So it's a little bit different. They use strapping around their houses. Here, it's, as I said, it's a little bit different. We use load paths here, bringing walls right up to, from the ground floor all the way up to our roofs just to stabilize the house. So a little bit different, but again, the places like San Francisco, you have to build that way. There's no choice. You have to build. When you're building new in San Francisco, you have to build for seismic. So that's something I'm interested in seeing happen here.
Well, that's a really good cause, and that's 1 o'clock today you're going to be talking.
Absolutely, yeah. Looking forward to it.
Oh,
I haven't
been
in a long
cool.
time. I'm hoping to see some familiar faces out there.
I'm sure you will. And give us some tips. If you know, there's a lot of renovation going on here. I'm a realtor as well, and a lot of people are buying homes that need to be fixed up, or they're staying in the home they have already because of the pricing. And where do you look, first of all, for a good contractor? How do you start that process?
Well, this is the second part of my conversation for my speech today, is how to hire a contractor, and you know, some of the things I can point out as a contractor to look for, because it's people's biggest fear. Everyone, there's tons of old homes in the country, tons of them. Like, I live in Toronto right now, and you know, 70% of the homes are older.
Mm-hmm.
So people are constantly renovating. So it's teaching people the pitfalls of who to look for, letting into your house, what you want to do, how to afford it, looking over the contracts. I'm going to be pointing all kinds of little tips out as well today.
And if you have a budget, how much do they usually go over? Because there's always something that goes wrong, or that the unexpected comes up.
Well, that's a good contractor. You shouldn't. I mean, there's always going to be extras. As you go through your contract should cover everything. It should cover everything on board. You should be totally comfortable with your contract before that contractor ever starts. So saying that, there is always going to be extras added on by either the homeowner or stuff you find behind the walls. But that is clearly labeled in the contract. As long as the homeowner is clear about what the contract says and the contractor is comfortable with what it says, those two parties should get along fine. But there sometimes is added cost. I mean, we never know what's going to happen behind walls. We can protect ourselves as contractors knowing what we think could be behind there, but you never know. So things do pop up, but a good contract will always help you out with that. You'll understand it.
And also, you have to be a good client, right? Because, I mean, so many times people change their mind. You have to be able to make decisions and know what you want it to look like. So, you know, as soon as that tile needs to be done, it needs to be done a week ahead, you know, before you're there. So you have to be a good client. And then when you have all these changes, not be surprised when the bill's gone up.
Well, and that's the truth, too. And a good contractor will actually coach the client as well. Tell them what they need to prepare for. Start getting your materials in, because if you have to start paying a contractor to go look for materials for you, you're going to be paying a fortune. But this is what people don't know. It's the little things about a renovation. Like the more you actually do ahead of time before the contractor gets there, the more money you're going to save.
Hey, you could do a reverse show, Damon, on all the pains that you've worked with, you know, the clients.
I can't do that. It's always the contractor. No, it's true. I mean, homeowners and contractors, it's always a breakdown of communication, and that's usually what it is. And it's neither party is bad. It's usually just a lack of communication. So the more communication, good or bad, the better it is. The worst thing you can ever do is send an email at 10 o'clock at night as a contractor. The client wakes up in the morning, sees that letter. It's mm-hmm. a change. Want more money. The first thing that person is going to do is react.
Yes.
So out of the question, face-to-face talks with the clients almost, you know, a weekly basis, every other day, letting them know if there's any changes. And again, just communication is a key.
It always is the key. Damon Bennett, it's great talking to you. I very much respect what you do. My brother's in the trades, and I encourage people to come down at 1 o'clock today to the home show to see you.
Please do, and thank you very much.
You bet, Damon. Have a great day. When we come back, Patty Stanger, the Millionaire Matchmaker. Woohoo!
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
Public school teachers across BC will soon be voting to strike.
A spokesperson for the Victoria International Airport says they will learn lessons from yesterday's de-icing debacle.
And this one caught us off guard.
We finished fourth in the Olympic medal race with 25 at the Sochi Games.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Information alert! Dodds Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodds prices with closeout prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery. Information alert! 100% locally owned and operated Dodds Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson and DoddsFurniture.com.
Nominations are now being accepted for the CFAX 1070 Community Awards. Once again, we're honoring outstanding Victorians in sports, arts, community, business, teamwork, youth, safety, and announcing our Citizen of the Year. To make your nominations, go to CFAX1070.com. Deadline for nominations is March 28th at 4 p.m. The Gala Awards ceremony is May 8th at the Westin Bear Mountain Resort. The CFAX 1070 Community Awards, a proud Victoria tradition.
Death always impacts more than one person. It touches the lives of family and friends, too. Victoria Hospice helps everyone heal.
You looked at Mom as a whole person and considered all facets of her being. Thank you, Hospice.
Victoria Hospice provides care and comfort for families facing advancing illness, death, and bereavement. They depend on community support to provide that care. Donate today at victoriahospice.org. Care, comfort, compassion. We are Victoria Hospice.
Bolin Books Hillside Center is Victoria's community bookstore, bringing you the best books from around the world for more than 35 years. This week at Bolin Books.
Based off the blog of the same name, Humans of New York is a fascinating photographic census of New York City, whereby Brandon Stanton crisscrossed the city, camera in hand, to capture New Yorkers and their stories.
Bolin Books, Victoria's community bookstore in Hillside Center. Call the Bolin Book Line at 595-READ.
We are back. I'm so excited. I have one of my favorite people. Patty Stanger is the Millionaire Matchmaker, CEO of Millionaires Club International. How are you, Patty?
Fine. How are you?
I'm great. Well, first of all, I want to say you look fabulous.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I lost weight over the last 4 years with Sensa, so it really works, and it's just been wonderful. Thanks.
And if people want to know more, you have a website, and you have lots of great stuff on there, including recipes.
Yeah, it's called PattyKnows.com, and it's basically a relationship site, whether you're 18 or 80, single or married, young, old, straight, gay, it doesn't matter. We do everything.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, it's free information, doesn't cost anything, and you get your horoscope every day, which is like my favorite thing. So it's a great place to, you know, really connect.
Yeah, I really liked it. And you're going to be here in Victoria on March 8th and 9th,
yes,
the Victoria Woman
I'm
Show.
So excited. I've never been to Vancouver. I have never seen that part of Canada. I've always gone east, and I'm really excited. And I want to see the orcas when I'm there. I'm a big orca fan.
You know, Victoria is beautiful. And my daughter, actually, Rachel, is out on a whale-watching expedition today. And you can live here all your life and never do that. But it is fabulous. And when you see a whale, you'll just love it.
I know. We have Friday off, so we're going to make that our, you know, run around the neighborhood kind of thing day.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure everybody wants to have a cocktail with you because you are so you must have some great stories. I watch all the time. This week, of course, you had on that chef who is 41 who just can't be tamed, can't be changed.
Is that Stefan?
Stefan, yes.
Yeah, he's a top chef. He is a bit of a grunchy munchy. He's kind of one of those guys that, like, thinks he's got all the time in the world to find love, and then he kind of, like, is not really nice to women. And he uses his fame to get them. So I've known him quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, I knew him before he was even famous. So he wasn't that easy to tame, though. I will give you that.
Yeah. And don't you find, Patty, that sometimes people look outside their station? They think because they have money or whatever, yeah, that they can get a hot person. And it's like, you got to know where you sit in the food chain.
They also have to forget that women are making more money than men right now. Yeah. Even though we're not equal pay for equal dollar. We're more in college right now. We're taking more jobs right now. And because, you know, we're not like the kind of people that just whine in our soup when the economy crashes. We take the next job. We don't worry about getting the, you know, the high-end job or, you know, the CEO or the VP kind of job. And so what happens is like, we don't have to, like, rush now. You know, we've got money in our pocket.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of single mothers out there that are really, you know, making do and making ends meet and say, like, wait, I don't need another loser after my ex-husband.
Yes.
I'm going to hold up till I see that this guy's the right guy. I don't care how much money you have.
Absolutely. And you're third-generation matchmaker, so mm-hmm. I'm sure your mom, your grandma have seen a huge change in how it goes now.
Well, it's just really horrible with the social media and the social networking. You know, guys are texting, they're not calling, they're not being chivalrous. I mean, I still like a guy who opens my car door and stands up from the table when I go to the bathroom and makes sure my drink is refreshed. And I say to girls, wait for the guy that treats you right, because that goes a long way more than lust. Lust will fade after a while.
Absolutely. You want someone who's your friend, but I also know that you kind of take care of yourself, and when you have a lot of men or women come in, you look at them and you kind of say, you
yeah.
need to kind of get rid of that ombre hair or yeah. that skanky skirt or whatever it might be.
We have to ship up or shape out, because guys are visual and they lead with their eyes, and if they don't see what they like, they're not going to step off the corner to meet you. So women don't get that. You know, I have a really difficult time, like in Northern California and San Francisco area, where they just feel like a man should love me for just me. Well, you don't look that attractive. But do you want to, you know, I always say to people, do you want to eat, you know, 2-week-old produce, or do you want fresh off the truck? You know, it's no different than that.
Oh my God, you're so funny. You're engaged now. Congratulations.
I'm actually living with him. I don't want to give that away. I'm not engaged. I have a promise ring. I'm living with him for about almost 2 years now, actually.
April
will be our 2-year anniversary. And I met him on Plenty of Fish, which is a free website. I believe in using every means you can, whether it's speed dating, internet dating, just, you know, meeting for friends and family. And I just happened to use this one site, and I used my book, Become Your Own Matchmaker, and I used all the steps in it, and I finally hit.
So look at your book, and then so you have the steps take. Because I know my friend Jan, she met a guy on there, and they're together like 5 years.
I mean, there's like Match.com is great, too. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not, like, advocating one site over another. Like, there's Millionaire Match. There's J-Date. There's a million sites in the Naked City. It's just find the one that's right for you.
And then what do you do, though, if you're on, you don't know who they are? Do you go for a coffee? How do you screen these people?
I don't go for a coffee. I actually like a man to buy me dinner on the first date, because it tells me he's got a little bucks there, and he's chivalrous and old school, because romance is dinner, you know, that's what it is. And when you start to do coffee, it's kind of cheap. When you start to do cocktails, it's more of like an audition, like, you know, you're auditioning for the part in a movie, and lunch is an interview. So I believe dinner is romance. If guy's going to spend 2 hours with you, even though he's read your profile and doesn't see exactly what you're like, that's a keeper. And usually, you know, he's a guy that has to eat, so why not eat with someone, you know, lovely?
Yeah, that's really good advice.
Yeah, men who are really old school will ask you for dinner. And that's, like, cocktails can lead to dinner. It's just that I don't like that whole let's get drunk together kind of thing on the first date.
Yeah, my husband's old school, and I love that. I think there's a lot to be said for that, because I think we all want those niceties in life, not just to be...
I think that the way the man shows up and the way he behaves in the beginning, if he's one of those guys that says, you know, like, you live in Vancouver and I live in Victoria and I want you to, you know, you to come to me.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't sound good, right?
No.
Take the ferry to meet me. No.
Absolutely.
You want the guy to come to your little neck of the woods, and, you know, he'll pick the nice little restaurant in your neighborhood, and you'll get to know you, because it's safer that way. And so most guys are like, meet me halfway, or, you know, come to me, and that's the guy right off the bat that you don't want. So you need to really pay attention to how he treats you in the beginning, because you'll end up doing more work in the end, basically.
Right, and when a guy says, I'm no good, believe him, right?
Oh, if a guy says, I don't want a relationship, I'm no good, I treat people like crap, I don't like my mother, my ex-girlfriend's a bitch. Get the fuck out of Dodge. Excuse my friend. Change him? No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Nobody
change
can be
him.
Changed,
yeah, women, you can't change people that don't want to be changed. You know, Madison Hildebrand is someone I met when I was in...
Oh, Madison's one of my good friends.
Yeah, I met him in Malibu when we came to an open house, and actually we went to the Beverly Hills Hotel for our anniversary and ended up going to Gene Simmons' wedding, so it was quite a good weekend.
Oh, my God.
It was fabulous.
Gene Simmons' wedding, like, I wanted him to get married forever. I was so proud of him when he did that. And that's some party.
It was the best party ever. And we've been to Madison's open house before. But I saw him on your episode. You called him the lazy lion.
Yeah.
What is that when we're so cute and everything else, but we don't kind of put out the right mojo?
We think we have all the time in the world.
Yeah.
If we're at a party, we expect the person to approach us. Now, in gaydom, it's really hard because, you know, you're the same sex.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you know who approaches who? And I said, Madison, if you like someone, you got to hunt and fish. You're the alpha male. Because remember, there's an alpha and beta, even
yeah.
gay. Straight or gay, it doesn't matter. Lesbian, homosexual, it doesn't matter. So someone's more of the aggressor, the pursuer, that's the alpha, and the beta receives. Well, women are beta, and men are alpha. And if you want to be an alpha female and get a beta male, eventually he will end up being your son, sitting on your couch, eating your bonbons, you know, smoking his hashish, and, like, never leaving the freaking house. And so, like, you, it's almost like women who are very strong like me have to sit back, tone it down. Like, I am very quiet in the beginning of dating because I know I want to hear, I want to listen, I want to see. And I also want him to feel in charge.
Patty,
I know that sounds psychologically an anti-feminist, but men need to feel like they're in charge to do good.
You are so great. I love it. Back in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk more about what you're going to be talking about, Victoria. Back with Patty Stanger.
Welcome to Talk Radio on Save on Foods. Today, we're talking about everyone's favorite subject. Easy now. Not that one. Your next favorite subject. That's right, we're talking about saving money, and lots of it. With over 2,000 items on sale in the flyer every week, Save On Foods can help you save loads of money. Scads, oodles, a bundle. So, stay tuned for more Talk Radio and join us at Save On Foods. Talk about savings.
A brainstorming session at SOAR Contracting.
Okay, Kev, let's work on our ad.
I'm ready. Idea numero uno. Did you know that over 35 feet of rain falls on your roof in its life?
People don't want to hear about rain. They want to hear about sunshine.
Right. Did you know your roof gets pounded with over 60,000 hours of sunshine in its life?
People want to hear about our great customer service and our super perky receptionist.
Marion, we have great roofing and gutter systems. Let's focus on that.
Who's right? Call 474-7325 and let them know. Or click on SOARcontracting.com. That's SOARE. Contracting.com.
Hey, Victoria, I've been supplying you with home renovation goods for over 27 years. Brian Higgins here for my Bay West Rona store in Vic West. My team can help you fix, replace, or renovate anything in your home. Our door shop can tailor-make a door for any size or purpose. We have a drive-through covered lumber yard. Our paint department can help you fix and color any wall. Plumbing parts galore. We're here to help you repair and beautify your home. Bay West Rona, open 7 days a week at the corner of Bay and Wilson in Vic West.
It's a clean sweep at Dodds Furniture and Cordia's Cleaning House. We need to make room for our incoming 2014 models, so massive reductions have been made in every department. We're even clearing out floor models at below cost. No down payment, no monthly payments, no interest, and don't pay a cent for a whole year OAC. Quantities are limited, so hurry in before we're all cleaned out. The Clean Sweep Sale, on now at Dodds Furniture, 715 Finlayson. Look for great deals on Facebook, Twitter, and doddsfurniture.com.
We are back with Patty Stanger, the Millionaire Matchmaker, also CEO of Millionaires Club International. Patty, with your Millionaires Club International, how do people get in touch with you, and are they from all parts of the world to not be on the show, but to have you set them up with someone?
Yeah, well, the show is a different thing. You have to go to bravotv.com.
Okay.
My real company is on the download. You don't see those clients. And you go to millionairesclub123.com, and if you're a millionaire or millionaires, or a gay millionaire or millionaires, you can definitely apply. Just go online and email me.
Yeah, because we've got lots here, too, you know. And
oh, my God, the Canadian millionaires. We've got Calgary. We've got Vancouver, even Seattle, like, you know, because it's kind of like the border of both. They used to go over to Canada, and Canada used to go over to Seattle. It's a whole little mecca.
Yeah, I've seen you profile some people on the island here. And why is it hard for millionaires to find the right person?
I think their wish list is to the floor, and they really believe they get 100%. You know, there's an old saying that says you only get 51% after you've known a man or woman for a year. Because once all the beauty fades of the, you know, the whole honeymoon part of the relationship, you start to, like, you know, kind of checks and balances kind of, you know, even out. And most men feel, especially millionaire men, they feel that they deserve everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to find, you know, I'm just, like I would say, I'm just, you know, basically the distributor. I'm not the manufacturer of mankind. You know, I leave it up to upstairs. And so I can't give you every little bell and whistle on your wish list. I can hope and hope I find that. But sometimes it's looking for a unicorn.
Yeah, right.
You know?
And you got to go with your gut, too, don't you, sometimes?
Yeah, and
on
I
stuff.
Think their expectations are out of whack. I mean, you know, this whole business, we can't age. We have to stay young forever.
Yeah.
No one gets to age gracefully. you know, like they did in the olden days. Right now, it's very, like, superficial, I would say.
Very. And in L.A., it must be even worse in a way.
Yeah, it's a lot worse here because, you know, people don't get married that quickly here. You have a lot of people living out of, you know, wedlock with children, and they're just not feeling need, especially women who make more money than the man because you could go broke if you get divorced.
Right.
There's a whole problem going like that in this community. And the second thing is that people are very disposable. Like, okay, you didn't ask me out by Thursday. Okay, next. Like,
wow.
Give the guy or girl a chance, Christ's sake, you know?
Well, my mom, you know, is 10 years older than my dad, and that really worked for them.
Yeah,
but
actually, that's supposed to be a really good thing because women outlive men. Men die 10 years younger.
Yeah, she didn't like old men, so it worked for her.
And my boyfriend's 8 years younger than me.
See, perfect. But some of these guys, you know, they want these young girls, you know, oh, hello, oh, my gosh. And there's nothing in common, you know?
Mm-hmm.
With 20, 30 years difference, don't you think, in a way?
I think that they think there's something in common in the beginning. It's very
right.
flashy.
It's that one-year thing.
I can take you to a party and everyone who's an Oz. You're great in bed. You're young. You're tight. You're this. You're that. But then about a year in, I see that it kinds of diminish. The pop culture's not there anymore. And the guy's age starts wearing on and the girl starts looking elsewhere.
Yeah, he doesn't.
So to speak, you know. And I also think when you're under 30, you know nothing.
That's
nothing.
So true.
You're so dumb and young. It's like crazy. It's like, you know, they say youth is wasted on the young. Well, it is. So by that time, she's like, okay, I've seen everything about you. I know everything about you. And now I want to see somebody else.
Yeah. And we want to stay home and watch TV. We want to
yeah.
We want to chill out and watch The
right,
Matchmaker.
Exactly. Like, my boyfriend goes to bed at 9 o'clock at night because he gets up at 5 o'clock for the gym. I don't think a 25-year-old could live with that. You know, she wants to party at 11. So.
Absolutely. So tell me, what do you do on a Saturday night?
Actually, we were just talking about that tonight. It's been raining here this week, and so
yeah,
it's probably a movie night. It's probably a movie and yogurt night. We're kind of boring.
Yeah. Well, yogurt's back. I remember years ago in Malibu, it was there, and now it's all full swing.
Yogurtland. It's the place. It's the place. It's the hangout to meet guys and girls.
And are you happy with your life?
Yeah, I'm happy with my life. There are days that I go through just like dumb stuff when I've been working my ass off all week long. So right now I'm pissed off, you know, that I've got to like spend the whole, you know, cleaning my house today. But, you know, I go through ups and downs just like nobody's life is perfect. I was just talking to my friend yesterday. And I said, just when you think someone's a perfect couple, you know, they break up like Robin Thicke and Paula Patton, you know.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they tell you how great they are. They were the love of each other's life from high school. They were the perfect couple. Bing, bang, boom, they're done, you know. And so I say everybody's got ups and downs.
And, you know, when we see people on TV, we think, well, they must have a great life because they're famous.
Oh, my
famous.
God. I think, like, I see so many couples in the media. They're smiling. They're glowing. They're happy. And then I watch them. I've seen several A-list couples in the grocery store practically throw the meat at each other.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen it.
Just going to Malibu, going to the Ralph's there, and it's really fun to watch all those people.
Oh, my God, especially in summer. Like, in summer, if you go to, you know, even the Malibu Mart in that, like, where all the stores are, you know, it's a heyday at Starbucks, you know. But the bottom line is, it's like, you know, everybody's got, like, today the house is a mess and the dogs are not done, you know, like they should be de-shedded and cleaned and all this stuff, and David's like out playing and doing errands and I want to kill him.
Well,
that's like one day to do this the whole week.
That's when we have to take a big breath and go, we're thankful. Patty, it's been so wonderful talking to you, and we can't wait to see you.
I can't wait to see everybody
at the Victoria Home Show, March 8th and 9th.
If you want to get engaged, I'm the girl to get you engaged. If you want to find where love is, where the right guys and girls are, I'm the girl to do that. And more importantly, I'm going to bring you up on stage, and we're going to do some interactive stuff. I'm going to teach you on the fly how to get the guy to come over you without speaking.
Fabulous. And I want to wish my love of my life happy 30th anniversary on the air.
Oh, congratulations.
He just stepped down. He's been the anchor in Victoria for 30 years, a news director. We met when I was producer-director at Czech TV, and he just had his 54th birthday and thought it was time for a change. We're off to Mexico tomorrow.
I was just going to say, it's time to play. You got to go on a vacation.
We are going on vacation, and, you know, we play every day, and he is so much fun, and I am so blessed to have him in my life.
I'm so happy for you. Well, God bless the both of you, and I hope to see you there.
I would love to see you, Patty. Absolutely. And
okay.
If you want to get in touch with me, anybody, to pass wishes on to Hudson, because I know he's really appreciated all the feedback.
Hudson, I wish you all the love and the life in the world.
Thank you. And it's lifestylewithpattymack.com. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Patty. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your life.